Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, here we go. I am Corin, aka The Last Skeptic. This is the Thanks for Trying podcast season motherfucking 3. Yeah, that's right. It happened. And this is... wow, this is amazing. This is the first ever two-parter. The first ever. Can you believe this shit? I might just do this all the time. Stretch out that content, man. You know what I mean? And it features example. If you are listening to this and you haven't listened to part one, what the fuck are you doing? Go back, listen to it. You won't have any context. It'd be like watching Endgame without watching Infinity War. You won't understand anything. And as you know, the instrumental you are hearing right now is for Sit in the Dark, a song taken from my brand new album, See You in the Next Life. So if you haven't heard that already, you know what to do. You know what I'm going to ask you to do? I'm just going to ask you to go right to Spotify, Tidal, iTunes. Do people use iTunes anymore? I don't even know. Apple Music, Deezer. I don't know. I'm just looking at a list now of all the streaming services. Go to whatever it is. Go to someone else's, steal their stuff, and do it, and listen to this record right now. I'm not even drunk when I record this intro. Well, look, this is part two. A lot of things are going to be resolved in this part. There's a lot of interesting themes going on. So big shout out to Example. Enjoy. Can I just say that I've pressed the record button. I'm very drunk, by the way.
I thought it was a sober podcast.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
This COD is passed. Off, oh, I love these COD past.
This is the COD past. Thanks for trying. I don't know what the fuck episode
what
it is.
What happened with that fish and chip shop? Oh, the COD past. Leave it.
It's out. Really, really moldy fish. Okay, so dad jokes thick and fast.
Real dad here.
Real dad. I wish I was a dad, but I'm not. I'm not.
Someone will procreate with you one day.
I really hope so. I really hope so. I mean, I think like once I get through like tragic breakups and mild obsessions, I'll be good with relationships.
And not knowing what episode of your podcast is.
And not knowing, how am I supposed to know what a child's birthday is?
I don't even know who you are. How are you meant to know what fucking episode it is?
I don't even know what's going on.
Do you know what? I hate birthdays. And what?
When's your birthday?
20th of June. Same day as John Goodman and Nicole Kidman and Frank Lampard. Not that that matters. I met Frank Lampard once and he went, hello. He went, hello, mate. How you doing? And I went, we got the same birthday, like thinking he'd know. And he went, yeah, all right.
Wow.
That's my Frank Lampard story.
He didn't give a shit. I love that story. I'm born on the same day as David Attenborough.
That is actually a sick story.
Don't worry about it.
Closely at the male skeptic. He clearly shows signs of being on the same.
But that's a shit impression.
No, it's great. He keeps the male skeptic keeps masturbating furiously.
Stop coming back to that. Stop coming back to that.
It's all I have. So the story I didn't even tell earlier. Right, we were talking about the MCU, and this is before we even do the traditional shot of all after right. The piss break, because that was the longest piss break I've ever had on a podcast. I'm just letting everybody.
Yeah, my toilet's
seasons.
In the next postcode.
Is we had to go so far. We're so sweaty.
Example, I don't know so successful. But his He's toilet's got, like look, a mile away.
His flat is like a mansion, but the toilet, he just doesn't like toilets. They're a long way away.
He had to piss in the recycling bin downstairs.
He likes to piss in peasants' mouths, and they are down the road. Okay, so... So, all right. So
sounds like a village in like Shropshire.
He's got a special,
And my postcode is 19 Ansel Way, peasant mouths.
Peasant's mouth. I will only piss in a peasant's mouth. I don't know about. And you know what? I've got a weak bladder, so that is 18 times a day.
That's the local pub. The weak bladder. I'll see you later down the weak bladder, right? For a couple weak of ales.
Bladder. Okay. So the story I was going to tell you, didn't even tell because look, we haven't even introed the show yet.
And I don't even know why I'm here.
I don't know why I'm here, who I am. So the story I was going to tell you, because you'll be jealous. We were talking about crying at Endgame. So I went on set in outside of Edinburgh.
Show off.
Show off. I'm going to show off. And they asked me on to set. I'm lucky enough to the wonderful people at Marvel.
Oh, you there with Vision, yeah?
Bruv, it was even deeper. I got driven to the edge of a cliff. I didn't know what was happening. I thought at the time it was for Infinity War. I didn't know it was for Endgame. I can talk about it now because the fucking NDA is over. I can't even talk. I'm drunk.
The non-drinking, whatever the final word is. Have you seen the non-drinking agreement?
Got it.
Because have you already seen that? And no way you're coming down to the shot of Marvel Cinema.
So I walked to
Vision. You know he's got that fucking diamond in his head.
Vision.
Everyone says it's an Infinity Stone. He got a bit pissed one night, ordered a battered Mars bar and stuck it in his forehead. And that's how he became Vision. I like to call him No Vision.
I'm breathing it out.
Carry on with your story.
All right, the story I haven't even told for 40 minutes. So... The non-drinking agreement that I'm going to break is that I went on set at what I thought was Infinity War, but was not Infinity War, and I was so confused. Because
Sex in the City 3.
It was Sex in the City 3. Everyone was fucking. So I was edge of the cliff. Now I know it was the final scene of Endgame. It was Thor, Chris Hemsworth, Tessa Thompson, and my guy from the gun brother playing Rocket Raccoon, and they were all on the edge of the cliff, and Thor was wearing a fat suit, and I didn't know
what was that shot in Scotland.
Shot in Scotland on the edge of the cliff.
Oh, what are you doing? Oh yeah, because your mate was there,
and I was there. Look, fans of the.
To be honest, mate, I'd fly about 17 hours to be on the set of a Marvel film.
Thanks for trying, podcast listeners will know. I go everywhere for the catering. This is why I go. Regular listeners will know I'm a very serious guy when it comes to catering. I go there. Look, I'm from Finsbury Park, bruv. I go, if food is good and it's free, I am there.
It's like, do you want to come on set and meet Chris Hemsworth?
Not.
Is there going to be deep fried macaroni cheese croquettes? Yes. All right, I'm flying now.
Which Chris is going to be? I don't know. I don't care. So, look, they had the best catering. They had fucking salmon. They had fucking beef and chicken and three veggie options.
They had a salad bar.
They had all the fucking salads you can imagine. They had desserts. And I'm a gluten-free, dairy-free guy.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am.
You idiot. I don't usually let them into my apartment, but... I'm here now.
I've made my intro.
I find it hilarious when people are like, I'm gluten free, but they just back off tequila. Like, isn't that?
But you know what it is? It's for me, it's because I will shit blood if I have either of those things.
It's a lie.
You know what? I will eat a fucking sandwich in front of you and just show you.
I don't want to see that.
He doesn't want to see it.
I don't like anyone eating a sandwich. You know when you go to the park?
You don't care about the shit. Mate, you just want to see anyone eating
facts,
a sandwich.
Just quick facts. If you're on the district line, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Old people take at least 17 stops to eat one bit of sandwich. If you're in the park, old people, they take about 20 minutes to eat half a bag of crisps, then they roll them up and put in their pocket. Another fact for you, old people, they only ever eat half a Twix. Carry on. But I'm doing another shot. Come on, let's have a shot.
Wait, okay, all right. This is the. Well, let me.
There's people listening now trying to reflect.
We're doing the shot, but it's actually
my grand does that.
Yeah, fuck your granddad. Okay,
wait. They never finish the Twix.
All right.
And they roll up bags of crisp. I'll back off a bag of crisp in like fucking 1 minute 17. They're like they
1 minute 17.
Old people pick crisp out of bags
in 30 seconds.
Next time you're on a train, yeah, traveling like I don't know, like fucking. You know, like Milton Keynes to Liverpool, yeah? Or
classic
you know,
route.
Or you might
classic
be going, route. Might be going rugby, you know, whoever goes there, right? If you spot an old person with a bag of crisps, yeah? Watch them closely, yeah?
Watch them closely,
because
get them binoculars out.
It's like You know, in films where scientists are trying to like dissect, like, you know, they're like, we've just got to remove the membrane from the nucleus. Yeah. Otherwise,
are you gold blooming right now? I feel like you're gold blooming.
Oh yeah, I'm gold.
I think you're gold blooming.
A lot of people say I'm like the Fulham version of Jeff Goldblum. No one says that. Although my wife once did after sex go, you look like Jeff Goldblum. And I think what she meant, you know, when he's lying on his back all sweaty when he's fucked his leg in Jurassic Park. You know how a guy looks after sex when like one leg don't work.
Yeah. Like, of course.
And I didn't see a reflection. She didn't take a picture, but I actually looked down and I had one leg sort of bent up and the other leg was straight out as if it had been broke up. You know, like a T-Rex damage, and I was sweating profusely. Obviously, I look a bit Jewish, even though I'm not Jewish. All the Jew crew, shout them out, yeah. Big up, mate. Yeah, straight down the synagogue. But my missus actually went. She came out of the toilet. Because, you know, like, guys after sex, like, they cannot walk. It's like, imagine if you just finish banging fire alarm goes off. You call 99 yourself and you're like, I'm going to be 11 minutes, yeah?
Give me, so my missus,
straight off, like, you know, orgasm. Then they bounce up like, hey, what are we doing now? Goes for piss. She goes back. She's like, oh my God, you actually look like Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park when, like, you know that bit where his legs are. And I'm like, is this a compliment? I've just fucked you. I don't really care if it's a compliment or not. But
fair.
So how do women walk so quickly after sex? David Attenborough would know.
David Attenborough would know.
Can't wait to come to your live podcast.
It's going
to
be
mate, when
awful.
People do live podcasts, for me, I'm like, look, leave it in the studio, leave it in the apartment. Like,
look, I will say this. Most live podcasts are very, very boring. I agree.
But what about yours?
Mine is fucking amazing. The reason why it's amazing is because I'm drunk and everyone's drunk and I pour 100 shots for the audience and everyone gets drunk with me. And it's fucking fantastic. I love doing the live one.
How long does it take to fucking I've done gigs where I've like, you know, I like to pretend that I'm Chris Brown and like I'll pour a drink into like, you know, seven girls' mouths during performance.
Yeah.
And as I'm doing it, I'm like, this is so not me. And they're going.
And they're just being like, I can't actually breathe.
And then I'm like, how does Chris Brown do it? Like, Chris Brown's not.
I mean, he just beats them up.
Flowrider's a better example for that. It's like, you know. That's what Flo Rida does. He writes.
Yeah. He is the shopping mall of singers.
He is. Yeah. He's like Westfield. He should be called.
He's a Westfield.
MC Westfield. Fair play to him, though.
I mean, look, make your.
And also,
make
he's
your
from
pee,
Florida,
man.
And he's taken Florida and turned it into Flo Rida.
That's oh, like, my God, I just got it.
That's like.
I just got it.
That's like being from California
Flo
and being called
Rida?
Car California.
Wait, are you telling me Steph London is from London?
Mate, what annoys me is when people call her Steph London.
Right.
And it's like, well, it's clearly based on... I'm so battered. It's clearly based on Teflon Don. If you don't know your history, John Gotti, mafia leader, part of the Gambino family, right? And the reason why he was called Teflon is because there are many court cases against him for all of his racketeering and drug dealing and murders. But do you know what? No court case stuck to him. So they were like, he must be like Teflon. So they called him the Teflon Don.
Jeez.
So therefore, if you're called Steph, you must be called Steph London.
Mad.
So when they go... Hey, have you heard the new Steph London song? Step back a minute, mate. Know your fucking mafia history. You're trying to tell me...
Do you know about mafia,
Do you know about mafia? Yeah, but she knows about the mafia, but she's decided not to be called Steph London. She wants to be called Steph London.
Yeah.
Leave it out, mate. Privately educated Cambridge A&R salad.
You're a fucking
salad. Go back
salad.
Home. You've signed one act in 7 years and you earn 44 grand a year and you expense Ubers on a Sunday to go and get a kebab. Mm. Go home, you Preach. Salad victim.
You salad victim.
And that's why I left.
You're not
the
even a salad.
Industry.
You're a victim of
if
a salad.
You're listening now and you're one of those guys, I wouldn't say kill yourself, but at least slap yourself in the fucking face.
Slap yourself hard enough to kill yourself.
But you know, one of the hardest things about signing Steph London is knowing how to pronounce it. And then we realised it was Steph London. But you know what?
There's nothing
I'm going to go to the Carhartt sale and we're going to be fine.
There's nothing I hate more than industry people or A&Rs. So
some of my best friends are industry people, and when I say that,
I probably hate them.
I mean, people who work in like the steel industry.
Oh, that's okay.
People from Sheffield.
That's work in an industry. You know,
I love making brass pipes.
Look, there's enough lyrics in my song that are anti A and I don't battered. Remember. So I was on the edge of the cliff. Crims Hemsworth?
Crims Hemsworth. You may know him as Chris Hemsworth. Yeah, I know him as Crims Christmas.
I know him as Big Crims Hemsworth. So Crimsy Hisworth and Tyser Timpson.
Crims Network. Tyser Thompson is Peng, by the way.
Also, when she came up to me and she was like, because obviously I've stolen all of the fucking catering and I was holding like three different salads, and she came over to me as she did that final scene in Endgame, Tessa Thompson. I don't know Tessa Thompson, but she just came up to me and went, "That looks good. What are you eating?" And I was like, "How do they
have?" She's so Peng. When I saw
she's
Creed,
so beautiful, I can't.
She's my kind of girl.
It was upsetting, and I was there with my ex, and I just pushed her off of the cliff and
when
killed her.
When she came
her.
Out as bisexual as well, I was like, "I like that." I was like, "I don't know why I like that. It's mysterious to me because I don't understand it because I'm not bisexual myself, but I like the people are that confident enough to know that, you know."
Just
also, I like that her name's like Tessa Thompson because it's like being called like Gary Garrison, you know?
Maximum. You know what I mean? Like that would be I would change that. I would change my name to
Scary Skeptic.
Wait a second. All right, here we go. I hadn't even done. You know what the best thing is? I didn't even do three of the other talking points, but I'm not going to do them. I'm going to go straight into the
segments. People have switched off by now. No one needs points.
It's fine. Look, everyone.
How many points you got on your license?
Every single person that's listening to this podcast is dead. So
best episode yet. Right?
Best episode yet. We've cursed them.
If you're listening, we're going to sell the cork from the Patron.
Oh my god!
Highest bidder. We're going to donate it to Teenage Cancer Trust. Who, by the way, I'm an ambassador because obviously I care about everything. And high 12 quid.
I would say 13 if we're going large.
What if we throw in one of your hairs?
One of my hairs, which I don't have. Okay. So let's throw in one of my hairs. Maybe I've got a hairy chest. You can have one of those. So, okay, we're going to go into the first segment. It has many, many names. Many, many names. Some people say, not me. It's not me. This is the segment that is literally just lots of smaller segments that I couldn't finish or think
of. Get on with it, mate. Come on, they're going home now.
Together. Some people say it's called a tactile flippancy of testing quagmires to quantify for the kids. The first one is this. If you could eat one creature from a film... Shout out to the regulars. If you could eat one creature from a film or TV show, what would it be and how would you cook it? My answer is the long dog from Neverending Story.
Oh, fuck. What a shout.
Yeah. Because just lots of ribs. I'd probably beat it to death first and maybe fuck its dead corpse. So how about you?
I'm thinking about what's tasty right now. I'd take a velociraptor.
Velociraptor. Okay, here we're talking.
I'd like, obviously, take off all of its reptile skin. And as I cooked it, I'd go, clever girl. And then I'd get one of its claws and then go up to my son and go, but Raptor doesn't approach you like that. He comes from the rear because they're a pack hunter. And then I'd slice my son's stomach open. Mate, you asked. You fucking asked.
This is an entirely fictional scenario. Just so you know. This is...
That's a good question.
So, you know, look, I've had people say Slimer. Sarah Pascoe said Slimer.
Who's gonna eat Slimer, mate?
Sarah Pascoe, famous comedian. So, all right, what's the film title? What's the film tagline? Tagline of your biopic?
How the fuck did he do that?
Mine is, he's masturbating that much and he's not injured?
And then knows everyone at the Genius Bar? No, I take that back, actually. When people say, how the fuck do you do that? I only say that because, you know, there's a lot of skeptics on Twitter. Like, no, my book would be called, 7 out of 10 at rapping, took up singing, did electronic music, married Miss Australia, had some beautiful kids, moved to Australia and absolutely fucking smashed it, but finished off his career by doing this podcast. That would be the name of my book.
Catchy.
But that would be part one. Part two would be, don't want to hear part two.
Part two, the title of part two is, you don't want to hear part two.
But you know what I've realised over time? Every time, whenever people like, you know, whether it's like, you know, some salad fuck from The Guardian.
You fucking salad.
Or, you know, like Greg James, Radio 1, like whoever, and they're like,
never heard of him.
Australia, blah, blah, blah.
Never
and I'm like, you laugh, but I'm like, if you turn around and went, yeah, I married Miss Great Britain, everyone go. If it's like, oh yeah, I did Miss Slovenia, you go, yeah, all right, here we go. But when you hear Miss Australia or Miss Brazil, everyone's like, what type? Oi! Blood clot. What do you say? Miss Australia, I'm gonna talk about that. No, not all of my friends talk like that, but some of them do.
Literally all of them.
But it sounds a lot cooler than Miss New Zealand or...
Miss New Zealand? Sure.
I'm trying to, like, you know, like, on our wedding day, I was trying to work out what sounds better than Miss Australia. And the answers I came up with were Miss Croatia. Not better, but it's equal par.
Miss Steel Smelter.
Steel smelts good.
But also because steel is the only metal you can't smelt.
Yep.
So if you can smelt steel, I want to marry that girl.
Exactly.
Yes, you know what I mean? So I've got the next question for you. What's a worse...
Oh, no, but mate, Miss Venezuela, you're like, what? You escaped civil war and you still want to marry me? Wow. You fucking nutter.
Wow. There you go.
No, well, but I love Venezuela. I was on a cruise ship once and I banged some Venezuelan, but she was peng.
I mean, fair. Look.
Like, civil war was so bad in the country, she wanted to bang me.
That's the name of my biography.
I wanted to call my first EP Military Coup, but...
Wow. Well, look, that's the name of my entire biography. You have so much pain in your life that you want to fuck me.
Is that what you're doing?
That's the name of my next record. Okay, all right. This is the last question from that segment that is essentially...
Thank
fuck for that. If your friends and family were zombies, who would be the first one you would take out with a shotgun?
Do you know what? If my friends and family were zombies, I love my friends and family. I'd just fucking let them eat my neck and I'd join them.
Really? Okay.
I don't want to take them out. What's the point of being by yourself if all your best friends and family are zombies?
I do think of that too.
When people get worried about zombies, it's like, well, do you know what? If everyone's a zombie, just join them.
I want to be a zombie too.
You know?
All right, well then...
It's like, that's why Virgil Abloh smashed it. It's like, you look at someone with a fucking, like, crisscross on his back. There's a zebra crossing on his T-shirt. You're like, that guy is an absolute cunt. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, 20 people you know are wearing zebra crossings on the back. You're like...
Perfect.
Hopefully that guy bites me and I can be part of that Virgil Abloh off right.
Yeah, you don't want to be...
That's not a good analogy, but...
I love it. But then if you were a zombie, who would you eat first? To put them out of their misery.
Well, if you'd met my missus, you'd know who I'd eat first. But
you know, the thing is, look, I love everything that you're saying. That is a really heartfelt, loving thing. But I have no love.
I haven't got a heart.
I have no love in my life.
Well, you'll find love, mate. You're a nice guy.
Maybe.
You've got so many microphones and recording devices. You will find love eventually.
Maybe one day. Once I release this album about heartbreak, then we'll see.
Don't release it. Just don't release it. Just force it on people.
Just force it on people. Cheers. Is this shot number four?
I want to dedicate this one to Doc Brown.
Big up Doc Brown every time.
Do you know why? Because apart from the fact that... And this is why I rate this guy so much. Is because when I... like first realised that there might be a chance that I could actually make music for a living. I went down to Deal World Records and big up Vincent from back, you know, Vincenzo.
Big up Deal World.
I'm talking about 2004, 2005. And I went down there and I see Doc and the guy was just freestyling for about an hour and I was just like, rah. This guy's just standing there and he had his specs on as well. Like, no shame. And I was like, this guy is fucking like, he's not trying to be Rose. He's not trying to be this or that. He's just like, he's better than everyone. The way he's just like, and he's doing it for fun.
Yeah.
And then I was there when they launched that, what's it called? Mad World Remix, him and Loki, right?
Yeah, I remember.
And I was just so, guys, I was such a fan. Like, and I remember that Joe Wiley played it on Radio 1. Yeah, and I was just like, and not that I was a big Radio 1 listener. I used to listen to like DJ Swerve and all that, but and like
it means
Shorty
a lot.
Blitz,
it means
but
a lot. It meant
like,
a lot.
Rah, like nowadays, like rap being played on Radio 1 or whatever, not that even Radio matters anymore, but like at the time it was like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like they've been played. And afterwards, I was just like chatting to him and it was like, you know, he was proper, mad safe. And then about a year later, I released my first vinyl, which no one bought of, you know. I pressed up about 1,000 copies on vinyl. I think we sold about 12. Yeah. So that mainly me. Like my mum bought 4, I bought like 8.
This is standard.
But like I did this sort of like, you know, launch down at Dill Real and he was just so like encouraging and man safe and like And I don't want to get too deep, but I just felt like he was like, he's, what I love about that guy is he just switched it up. Even though he's like, by today's standards, he'd be wiping the floor with most people. You know, like right now, I'm like, you talk about the best, like Wretch, Kano, no one comes close, right? He was the so smart and clever and funny.
Yeah.
But then as a businessman, as an entrepreneur, he's got his missus, he's got his kids, and he switched it up and turned it into comedy. And like, that is like, genius. So just like, that guy, honestly, he's a hero. And then I didn't see him for like 4 or 5 years. And then there was a little interim period where I wasn't sure about music or comedy or TV because I did stand up for a bit. And we actually filmed a couple of shorts for MTV, like hidden camera shows.
Oh, shit.
And it was weird because I was there like almost like a fanboy, but he was always there like a... And honestly, that guy's a proper like inspiration in terms of like, we've got, you know, if you want to be a film director, you might end up doing something else. If you want to be a singer, you might end up doing something. You might be a rapper, you might end up doing something else. Essentially what I'm saying is that if you're a creative, don't focus too much on the you know, the genre, the lane that you're in. Just like... just go with the flow. If you're the best fucking music producer in the world, but you're like, no one cares about me, no one knows about me. If you're presented with another opportunity, channel it into that. Because that's the thing about creative people. It's like, you can, like, when you know when people go, oh, he's multifaceted, he can paint, he can rap, he can sing. It's not about that. Yeah. If you're a creative person, like, it's very easy to, like, apply it to loads of things.
100%.
And that's why I fucking, like, the mad respect I got for that. Like that guy,
Dog is like,
he's the realest guy. And when he come up with his, when he did his fire in the booth as well,
that was on my beat.
And everyone always talks about, you know, like obviously Wretch, you know, got the sickest fire in the booth gigs. Kano, obviously they're sick. But the best thing about it, when Ben did it, is like, and I looked at the YouTube views, he's got mad views, and the comments are like bare kids just going, who the fuck's this guy? And that's what I love about it, because I felt like he was like flying the flag for everybody who came before and after. He's like, he's a survivor. And that's big, like, time. Anyone who's listening now who's a bit disillusioned or disenchanted with, you know, like, oh, stand-up ain't going well for me, music ain't going well for me, like, illustration ain't going well for me, graphic design ain't going well for me. If you're creative, like,
do
you can apply it to
do
it.
What's in your
heart? I make music, right? Somehow. Like, I rap, I sing, I fucking, you know, I travel the world, whatever. I edit my own videos, I do my own artwork. It's like, it's not about that. It's just like, stop worrying about that particular lane and who your peers are. Stop competing. Just do what you love. And do I honestly think, love, you know, I'm not religious and I'm not into that fucking zodiac signs and all that shit. I'm not like against religion. I'm not like, because certain people, you know, you find something that you believe in and I know it works for people and I get that. And I don't know whether there's a God or not and I don't really care. But for me, I'm like, if you find something that energizes you and makes you work that way, and I don't believe in like, in certain things, but I believe in karma and I believe in the law of attraction, and like the more positive your energy is and the more you put out and the more you give, the more good shit will come to you.
Definitely.
And like,
also because it's an attractive thing to be someone that's confident within themselves.
Of course,
And super excited about their own shit.
Yeah.
If you are confident and have, there's no other way. Like for me, if I didn't make this album where I'm finally rapping, where I'm talking about the pain that I've experienced.
Exactly.
Because I have no other choice but to make this record. Then like... fuck people that aren't into it, but that's an attractive thing. That's why this is the record that's
you've just got to pick something that you believe in.
100%.
Like, I could sit and say to you, my belief and my energy and my positivity is in this, right? It doesn't matter whether that thing is like wanting to please my parents, wanting to do something for my kids, wanting to do something for my family. Like, it's not about the God complex, the this or that, like I see when like the other week, like Stormzy was like dedicating something, like an award or Glastonbury to God, right? Love Storms to bit, right? And then I saw some people on his Twitter and they were like, oh, it really upsets me when there's someone this successful and this talented when they dedicate something to God. And I'm like, but you don't understand what the word God means to that person. It's like, even if you don't believe in God, whatever the word God or the theory of God means to that person has driven that guy against all odds to achieve what he's done. So forget,
that's why I'm not
forget fucking Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Sikhism, whatever. It's not about that. If the reason that he's here and he and he's headlining Glastonbury and he wants to thank God. Fine. Fuck, it's not about the religion. It's like, whatever's made him work this hard to get here,
yeah.
I'm not going to meet him and be like, why the fuck do you believe in God? Because it's like, the reason that I've got to where I've got and done what I've done is some kind of God or like equivalent of that. It's like, I'm not religious, but I know that there was something I attached myself to that made me strive this hard and work towards that. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter what it is. If it gives you the inspiration and the guile and the fucking focus forward,
exactly.
Then I respect it.
So, I wish that I could attach myself to one particular thing, but it's like, for whatever reason, I haven't. I respect people so much. It's like, how are you going to take something from someone? How are you going to take something away from someone who's like, just won a Brit Award or just like, like Glastonbury? It's like, who cares what the fuck they believe in? They're good people and they're like...
I'd feel way better if I believed in God, to be honest.
Me too. I wish I knew what I should believe in, but I don't know.
I wish I did, because then I probably wouldn't be so depressed.
I love science. But I'm not going to sit there and pretend that, like, it's not about religion versus science. It's like, it's almost like I believe in science, like, more than anything, like, to explain a lot of things. But I know that sometimes when you are down or you need something to, like, lift you or, like, guide you, whatever you attach yourself to in that thing, you can create your own religion, your own God, your own like sense of belief. If that's what you follow, that ethos, that, you know what I mean? That's why I will question anyone who's like, you know, like, I'm a full-blown fucking Christian, I'm a full-blown Muslim. I'm like, this is what I'm into. I'm like, do you know what? Fair play. If that fucking helps you.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, you know, if I ever need to find that, I'll find that. And it's like, when people give people shit for that, it's like, it really annoys me.
Yeah, fair. No, I agree with you. And you know what? On that very point, because A, I'm drunk.
don't say that.
B, we have one more segment to do. And so I'm reining it in. Look, at some point in life, I'm going to have a talk show. And you know, when I have that talk show, I'm going to be drunk. So my superpower is...
It's going to be called a stumble show.
A stumble
show. A stuttering show.
Imagine if I was stood up right now. Oh my God. So this segment, shout out to everyone, the regulars. This segment is called Under the Patio. And this is where I give my guests, my esteemed, my wonderful guests, the chance to decide on the capital punishment that they will bestow upon the people that have really, really pissed me off this week, you know? So I've got...
Hopefully I'm not one of them.
I mean, you're not one of them. You're on my above the patio list.
I'm just above the
patio. You're above the patio.
I'm so licked right now.
Yeah, he's licked. It's fine. He's above the patio cooking up the brat versus for me. So
curry versed.
Curry versed for me.
Yeah, once the curry versed, let's say, gehen Sie, nehmen Sie die erste Straße rechts und der Rollschäfer hoch. I don't even speak German. I'm just...
Kekse und Sahne-Eis, that's cookies and cream ice cream. Can I just say that I love German girls? You know why? Because they hate me. And I love girls... I released a single called I Like That About It. You never ever talk to me.
Look, all I can say is like not about that, but I just, in my experience, no disrespect to my missus, she won't even mind me saying this, but when you're banging a girl and you don't speak her language, it's the best thing in the world, because they're saying shit and making noises that you've never heard before, and you're like are you from Norfolk or Lithuania? You know?
And she was actually just telling you that the next room is on fire, and she's everyone's trying to escape. She's doing it for your...
Fucking hell.
He's literally left the room. That does... Is that water or vodka? And you can wear the headphones if you want for a second. You can hear... You sure? All right, you can hear what it says. All right, we had like a secondary break, but don't even worry about
it. I had to redo my hair.
He had to redo his hair. Don't even worry about how much we drank in that point. We're going to go straight into Under the Patio. Regulars will know this is the second segment that I do. This is where I get the things and the people that have pissed me off this week or this month or this year or my entire strained, painful, obliterated life. The people that really upset me. And I just wanted to say
But you came and you did a podcast with me regardless.
I did. All of those things were him, and I still came. So the thing that I will say, these are the first, these are the type of people. But my friend here, Elliot, example. Elliot from the band Example.
I always say that for a laugh.
Decide, his other members couldn't be here today. these are the types of people that piss me off, and he's going to decide the capital punishment that they deserve. Because this
person you want to ask, mate, I'm so raggo.
No, this is fine. This is what I want, because people like Tyco were like, so da 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 da. Everyone's like da 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 da.
I'm going to tell you fucking straight, mate. I can't wait for this.
Okay, here we go. All right. People, this is very relevant to right now. People that say, don't at me. Bruv, why would I at you?
He's pissed off already. Right. I'll tell you why.
Go on.
The moment you decide to set up a social media account, you have to be prepared for an at. So.
That's legit why you're doing it.
People who can say that are like social media phobes, which in a way sounds like paedophile, you fucking weirdo. So like, when we like, don't at me. Like, I'll tell you why I'll at you, because first of all, your account is like public, so, and I follow you, so I've got the ability to at you, and you decide to join this social media app. On top of that,
yeah,
if you're willing to throw out willy-nilly whatever opinion, I'm able to throw back willy-nilly whatever fucking response I want. So I'll tell you what, at you, shut up. And that's what makes social media exciting. And do you know what? Who my favorite person on social media?
Go on.
Is Wiley. Because he will start a random beef, opinion, have a go at someone, say something stupid. And people come at him and like, blah, 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 blah. And he comes back at him and he has it there. But not once does he ever go, why are you chatting to me? Why are you going? Like, it's like, that's the whole point of this. It's open debate. It's like, that's the brilliant thing. You couldn't do that in MySpace days. You can't do it on Facebook. It's the easiest way. Yeah. Like Boris Johnson, Donald Trump, whatever, these dickheads, they write something. They might not see it, but you can easily go, you're a pussy hole. Because you can at them.
And they will see it. And like, look, I'm small time. I'm Z-list. But at least
you're not, mate. Come on, mate. You're in my apartment.
Oof, it's just true.
Talk about how big my TV is. Come on, man. I use this 3 times a year. Come on, man.
I can't even tell you how many inches that TV is.
I wish my missus said that about me.
Oof. People who, when you sit down and eat together, they keep texting. And then they say, don't worry, I'm still listening. No, you're not. You're fucking texting.
Okay, but my opinion on that is, and I apply, like, generally speaking, like, I'll put my phone down. I know when to put my phone down.
Yeah, I put my phone down. But this isn't about you.
No, you're okay in this scenario, right? Whether it's like me and you doing this now, right? Or you're at work in a meeting, or like you go to a family fucking barbecue.
Barbecue, bro.
Put your phone down.
Put it down.
I wake up first thing in the morning in Australia, you know, because obviously I'm like, you know, I'm so successful, I married Miss Australia that I live in Australia now. So I wake
up. Are you near water?
There's usually like a flask of H2O near my bed.
Okay, so I thought you meant like an...
No, on a real.
He could dive into it. It's fine.
I'll get up first thing in the morning. I'll flick through like messages and emails. Mm-hmm, if there's anything like urgent, because people are on different time zones, I'll reply to it. Other than that, I just switch, put my phone away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go cinema, switch your phone off. Go on a date, switch your phone off. Yeah. During sex, switch your phone off. Yeah?
Switch your phone off.
Family, like, event, like, when people are on the phone, like I have this rule when I'm on tour, like back in the day when I was really successful, you know, it'd be like 19 of us, 28 of us on tour, I'd be like, everybody must put their phone away during dinner. Wow. And they would.
That's really nice.
Because it was my tour. Nowadays, my tour is like four people. I'm still like, put your phone away, because it's like, it's important to sit down at dinner. And also, if you've got kids, I honestly believe, like, put your phone away. I deleted WhatsApp recently.
No.
I'm not saying everyone should delete WhatsApp, but...
Yeah.
If you've got Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, whoever you are,
yeah,
you don't need one or two of them. Like, you know, Sheeran's a good mate of mine. I'm not name dropping him. Sheeran's a good mate of mine. He doesn't have any of them.
Do you mean Tom Sheeran?
Gary Sheeran. He doesn't have text.
Right.
He uses Instagram. He knows he doesn't. He likes it.
He doesn't have.
No, sorry. He has Instagram, but he got rid of Twitter. But
wait, he doesn't text?
No, but that's the best thing.
What?
Why do you need that?
Wait. How does he turn off text?
Well, he just got rid of his phone.
So
no,
upset.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter who you are. It's like, don't look. It's the wrong analogy.
No, I mean,
but what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter who you are.
Logistically, I'm confused.
It doesn't matter who you are. Like, there's certain things you don't need to have and be attached to in life. All right.
Yeah.
Right. I'll email Ed and he'll get back like within that time. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't call him. But okay. Like, that doesn't, like, it don't change his life. It don't change
my
life.
Wait, he doesn't have a phone?
Well, he probably does for about 10 people, you know?
Jesus Christ. But I hope it's a 32-10.
The point I'm getting at is if you're out there, like, you don't need to be attached to all these apps. Like, yeah.
And also because all they do is depress us. Like,
they do, because you look at other people's lives.
And the comparison. You either look at
the news and go, fucking hell, the world's fucked. Or you look at your mates or your idols' lifestyles and go, I'm not doing what they're doing. And you get depressed.
I do it all day long.
I am not wearing their clothes. I am not going on holiday where they're going. Like, or, you know, you're on Facebook and you're like, oh, I can't believe I wasn't invited to that party or that event.
Yeah,
it's like,
FOMO.
I'm not saying delete everything. I'm just saying, like, there's nothing wrong with just, like, picking and choosing. Yeah. Like, I deleted WhatsApp, right? And I still, there's, like regularly, every week, someone's like, why'd you delete it? Like, I messaged you the other week, you didn't reply. I'm like, do you know why, mate? Because I wake up every day and I spend 20 minutes on email, 10 minutes on Twitter, 15 minutes on text, and I don't want to spend that extra half an hour on WhatsApp with, like, random group messages with memes and this and that, and blah, 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 blah. And they're like, but what if people want to get hold of you? And I'm like, do you know what?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether I'm a fucking dustman or I'm Donald Trump or I'm example, they will get hold of me if they need to.
Yeah.
And I decided that WhatsApp wasn't for me.
Yeah, fair.
And I mean, like, and honestly, like, I tweeted that, like, a month ago, and like 99% of people are like, oh, I love that, I agree with that. Every now and again, people are like, oh, what, so you think you're so good? Like, look what you do, like, you can't reply to people like that.
And the air stewardesses were so pissed off.
No, you can't call them that. They're called flight attendants, but they're called plane people.
All the plane people were so pissed off. But you know what?
But look, but that's the thing. Those, it's like Ed is a perfect example. It's like, I mean, look, it's wrong to talk about Shu because it's like, it's not like Ed needs Twitter to promote his album.
Yeah.
If Ed Sheeran's got a new album out, everyone in the world knows about it.
This is true.
But regardless of that, it's like, find the app and function that works for you the best. Whether you're like every day, like whether you're an estate agent or you're a DJ or a TV presenter.
Look, we have to respect our own capacity and our own ability to navigate this weird world. No matter what it is.
That's why I deleted Facebook.
Fine.
I had people from school who used to bully me. And when I say bully, like, they took the piss out of me, but I didn't really give a fuck because I never really give a fuck. But anyone out there listening, you know, feels like they've been like, you know, someone's had a guy and made them feel, you know, belittled them or bullied them or whatever. Like, there were people who were like, oh yeah, can you come down to my school? I'm a primary teacher now and speak to the kids. And my thing was like, it's not about the kids. It's just, how dare you come to me now when, like, you ignored me for like 6-7 years.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, now I've changed. Okay, oh, examples are successful. I want to be friends with you. It's not that. It's just, you weren't a good person then. It's like, why should I? Like, I've got far more people who are good people now to include in my life.
Yeah.
I'm not about, like, preaching, like, hatred and separation and, like, this and that. I'm just, like, focus on the good energy and the good people around you, you know?
Look, we all have a very...
I bumped into not enemies, but people who were, like, horrible to me at school. And I've given them nothing but love.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to give them my number and start following them on Twitter and, like, whatever, you know what I mean? Fuck that.
I mean, look, I'm way more petty than you are, because to be honest, if someone has done that to me, I'll probably, like, maybe pay an actress to be their wife, maybe meet them randomly in a club. 20 years later, you know, I'll probably tell them after they've been married and have kids that their entire life is a lie.
Yeah.
You know, I want to destroy them from the inside out. You know, maybe that's a little bit more petty of me, but maybe I want to...
My full belief is, like, positive, 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 positive energy, but don't waste it where I don't need to. Like, for instance, like, I think about 3-4 years ago, I come out of a gig and I bumped into a guy and I recognised a guy and I couldn't work out whether he was like a friend or whatever. And then I realised that when I was 11, he was 16 and he robbed me for my trainers and a part.
No.
And then, but instead of just like whatever, I was just like, what are you saying? You know?
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, yeah, what are you saying? Like, you would have come down there, let's do a little quick like video like for my niece and that. And I was like, bruv, remember when you like down in like Bishop's Park in Fulham where you fucking jacked me for my crepes? I was like, I don't think I'd forgotten. I was like, and I spudded him. I was like, all good, man. Like, good luck to you. Like, basically, like, well, fuck off. That's the best thing you can do.
You're a better person than me.
The best way to get through life is just like project positive energy constantly and you can never go wrong. Never go wrong.
Constant positive energy. I love that.
Never go wrong.
And speaking of positive energy, we're still doing the segment Under the Patio where we're deciding who would kill. So,
who would kill? Take Boris Johnson. In fact, don't even kill him. Give him a haircut. And just lock him up in a box. And do you know what the best thing for Boris Johnson would be? To put him in the middle of a fucking rough estate.
Yeah.
And never let him leave, just so he knew.
I hate him. I hate all of them so much.
Do you know what the best thing we could do?
Who knows when this comes out, where we'll be in the world?
Do you know the best thing we could do with people like this, rather than punish them or like, you know, chastise them or have a go at them, like the best thing we could do for Boris Johnson is to make him go and be a manager, or no, like assistant manager of like Morrison's in Bolton.
Like secret millionaire.
Like secret millionaire, but he has to stay there forever. That's the best thing for Boris Johnson, because that's the only way he'll learn. And the best thing for Donald Trump is that he has to go and work on death row at fucking, was it San Quintino fucking, what's it, whatever it's called in
all
LA.
All of them.
And he has to be the guy who actually pulls the fucking, you know, the button on death row. But before that, he has to sit there and try and like talk him into it. Like, because that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like the leaders that we need, unfortunately, which we'll never have probably maybe in our generation, is people who know all sides of life. And even if their politics are wrong occasionally, because Barack Obama got a couple of things wrong, but no one's perfect.
Yeah, he bombed a lot.
Places. Like what you need is you need people who at least know all sides of life, and it's impossible. And you know the thing I always say to people is like, people chat on podcasts and interviews and blah blah blah, and it's like, okay, you've got this opinion. It's like, yeah, but why didn't you do it? But the thing is, the people who actually would potentially be the best leaders never strive to want to be those leaders. Unfortunately, the people who want to be leaders are the wrong people for the fucking job.
True. I actually met up with...
That's why in some ways I rate the people who actually get there. Yeah, like, even if I hate their politics, I rate their fucking graft to get there. I rate the hustle.
I met with my friend from the UN that like a couple weeks
ago. My friend from the UN. Who the fuck says that?
Let me just...
My friend from the UN.
Minor.
What, like Upminster North,
it's
yeah?
It's normal. Upminster North. My friend from Upminster North. Maybe I'll do it one day. Cool. You know why? Because fuck it. So, anyway. I've just started watching, I don't know if you've watched this, I've just started watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I've never seen it before. And now I've binged it. And I've realised how similar I am to Charlie in...
I appreciate that.
I'm very similar. Especially when I'm doing this.
When you're drunk, you feel similar.
When I'm drunk, very similar. People that make you walk through a cloud of vape.
Yeah.
Because isn't that just your fucking spit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that just your fucking spit, bro?
But it's your spit in sort of like...
Yeah. In particles.
Particle form.
Don't make me walk through your spit.
You might as well spit on someone's face. But what if it was mango flavor?
I mean, if it's a mango flavor, I don't care. Let's do it. Okay, well, I mean, maybe that's not under the pattern.
Okay, bye.
I'm so drunk that I can't even read my notes. So that was the.
I think it says go home, last skeptic.
Let me just do one. Let me do one final one.
Good luck editing this, you nutter.
This is great.
Everyone's going like, oh, it was such a good episode. It was 1 hour 34. It was like, no, it was 7 hours 22.
7 hours. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'm looking through them. I've got.
How much am I getting for this, by the way?
3
ice cubes.
3 pennies. 3 round shiny pennies. All right. People... I don't care anymore. This has been really great. I'm not even going to do a final one.
I don't even want you to give me a shout out. Like, don't tell them my socials. Don't tell them my new single.
No, you know what? I hate when people say, when I go on a radio
show, is there anything you'd like to add? And they're like, oh yeah, you can follow me on like youtube.com/assbiscuit.
No, assbiscuit. If my name was assbiscuit, I would be happy. You know, people, when I go on radio shows and they're like, well, where can people find you? Do you know what my standard answer is? And you know what? Shout out to my
Finsbury.
Finsbury, bro. You know what? Like the three people that listen to me, they're my fans. Can I just, they know already. And I'm not fucking telling people. It's so cringe. I don't like cringe shit. I don't know people fucking, you listen to my music. I got one fucking song about how I'm sad and depressed because I've gone for a breakup.
It's a fucking good song, mate.
Thank you. And I've got another song.
All my biggest hits are about being sad and breakups.
That's why we do this shit.
Imagine if me and you were together and then broke up, how big the song would be.
Bruv, it would be devastating. It would be devastating. It would be all about like, why
I think change your name to The Last Epileptic. And then you could really shake it up.
Oh, shit.
Woo. Woo.
Wait, was this Woo. Patron for free?
Wow, this Patron was free.
Free Patron.
We've only drunk half the bottle.
We've only just drunk.
Press stop. All right, thank you very much to my guest.
Follow me on Instagram. My name's at The Last Skeptic.
Make sure you follow my guest, The Last Skeptic, because he's really good. He's had some really good songs out. Thank you to my guest, Elliot. His name is Orla.
Hello there. My name's at Ashleen McConnell. I was in episode 7 of Big Brother, and
she was so fit.
You might find me at Orla, and you remember me from really songs fit. Such as Kickstarts and Change the Way You Piss on Me.
I hope she's all right. And also from season, sorry, this is the final right. thing. Final I hope thing. She's all right. I hope she's all right. This is the final thing I'll say. The first season of Big Brother, the girl that was the priest or whatever her name was, the nun. Big up her. I'm going to Google that later.
Mate, fuck nuns. Not literally.
Thank you very much to my guests for today. Big up example. I'm going to press stop. I'm pressing stop. All right, now we're in the swing of season 3 of the Thanks for Trying podcast. And you know what? I've just got to say again for the 1,000,000,000th time, big thank you to Elliot Example for coming onto the podcast and getting super drunk with me earlier this year. And thank you to you for listening. You know what I'm going to say. Head on over and go rate the show if you like it on iTunes or wherever you are listening on. It's really appreciated. It helps me. It helps people see it. It helps other people hear it. You know all of that fucking shit. And if you like it, hit me up. I'm loving all of the messages that I've been getting over the past year of people discovering it in different places in different ways and listening on your way to work and in the gym. Big up to everyone out there, and please hit me up anyway. It's lovely to hear from you. I never want this beat to end, so I play it on loop till my feet extend. I want to beat to the beat, not be so zen. I want to bleed, rip teeth, let it feed my friends. Head to the back, cause I know I can't boogie. Ket in a bag, ain't giving none to me. Sex in the sandwich and back in it fully. Back in the bits with a vodka and hoodie. Mulling it over, skull to the ground. Pass pills over, crushing it down. Blue drip on my nose, I cut down. 25's young, but she loving the sound. Leave one shibs, off to a next one. Orcs in the hoops, stuck when the feds come. Flake off a month. Cluck with the big guns, got bare pee, but got no income. Ain't done one day of work in a life. Who am I to judge? I get up at 5, crawl out of bed, living a lie. Never drinking again till we're linking tonight. Lipstick on my shirt and I'm pissed. This quick up a nose and that's it. Quick sick behind the booth as I spin. 6 drinks down my neck and I'm in. Let's go. I had to get real drunk to write the song. Self medicate till I write the wrongs. Love myself, I'm so damn handsome. Scumbag anthem. I hope you're real high when you hear the song. Self-medicate till you right your wrongs. Love yourself and hug your man down. Scumbag.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.